Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. It is good to be together again as we start a new week, believe it or not, pursuing the middle of the month of August. And we've been talking about the love of God because we have come to verse 7 of Romans chapter 1. In this verse, the Apostle Paul addresses his first readers and calls them the beloved of God. I'll read Romans 1 verse 7 in its entirety to you now. To all who are beloved of God in Rome, called as saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. All Christians, both then and now, are beloved of God. If you believe in Christ today, then you are the beloved of God. If it were possible for the Apostle Paul to write a letter to you today, he would gladly call you beloved of God. Every detail of the Apostle's writing is significant and important to us. Even what might appear as insignificant words or phrases rise to great value because we are reading the Bible. The Bible is different from any other book because only the Bible contains the very Word of God. And this phrase or title or name, whichever you prefer, refers specifically to Christian people. In the Bible, unsaved people, men and women who have not been redeemed from their sin by Christ, because of their rejection of Christ, are never called beloved of God. Did you know that? You can read the Bible for yourself, of course, and never once find the ungodly, the unrighteous, and those who reject God and His Son Jesus called the beloved of God. Never. Someone might immediately object with one of the best-known half-sentences in the Bible, John 3:16. John 3:16, which has become part of our culture's vocabulary, starts, "For God so loved the world." But that is only how it begins. Listen now to the rest of the verse. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life." The whole verse must be taken together. And when we take it together, we find that God so loves every person that has lived, is living, and will live, that God provides His Son Jesus Christ for what purpose? Out of His love, God provides Jesus so that only those who believe in Jesus will not perish, that is, will not die and spend eternity under the divine justice and wrath of God for sin, but will rather have eternal life, that is, will live forever in the presence of God where there is no punishment for sin, because Jesus has taken that punishment meant for us on Himself at the cross. So right here in John 3:16, there is a distinction made between those who believe in Jesus and those who do not. Does God love all people? Yes. But He does not love all people the same. Let me say that again. Does God love all people? Yes. But He does not love all people the same. And be sure and be here tomorrow because we will discuss this in greater detail on the Tuesday edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.